It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And then, today we have on the boards the most fabulous Vaughn. How you doing, Vaughn?
Hey, how you doing today, ladies?
We're doing great. Thanks for filling in for us today. Peter's not here because I hear he's going down to tape at Ferg's.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, he's doing his live remote for his 3-6 Sports Web show.
Very cool. Very good. Thanks for being here today. And as always, we have my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi. Nice to be here, Lenny.
How you doing, honey?
Doing okay.
Did we have a busy week this week or what?
I've had a busy 2 weeks with my cousins just left back from Montreal.
What time were you at the airport this morning?
4 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
So if I'm a little goofy, chalk it up to that, but it's really not because of that.
So you have your house back to yourself. You know, I always say it's great when the company comes.
And it's better when they leave.
It's better when they leave. So you hear that piping in, that Susan Wright from Martin Court. She's with us today. We got a lot of good things to talk about. Like I said, we've had a busy week. We had the Caregiver Spa Day at Palm Garden, which was wonderful. You know, you caregivers, I always tell you, come out to these events. I have to pull you into an event to come to an, you know what?
Caregivers, to get good things.
Well, they came there and they got a massage and a pedicure and a manicure and champagne and strawberries and brie and all this stuff. And every single caregiver that was there when she left came up and hugged me and said, oh, thank you for inviting me. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better.
Sure.
So nice when we tell you about this stuff, guys, you need to come. And it was great because they got to also tour Palm Garden and find out what kind of place it was. And the one girl really needed that facility after coming
wonderful.
There. So that was really, really wonderful. And then yesterday I was on the news.
Fox News.
So that was kind of fun. You know, any opportunity I can get to get out there and get the information to caregivers makes me really excited. And the spot went really well, and they're talking about having us back again one afternoon for the 4 o'clock news. So I'm putting it out there. I think we need, like, a weekly spot.
I do, too.
To have information for caregivers, but we don't know what's going to happen with that either.
It was so exciting. You were so good.
I was nervous.
And you looked beautiful.
Good. Thank you. It was good, though. It was good. And then we met yesterday afternoon with Walter Briggs and his lovely partner, Cynthia, and Willie Stewart, and they have a foundation called Hands and Hearts That Care. Walter Briggs is an ex-NFL player. He used to play for the Jets. He played out of the country for a while.
British Columbia.
And then his wife came down with ALS. And he took care of her, and he lost his friends, his career, a whole bunch of other stuff. But that Ice Bucket Challenge was started for his wife, right?
I think so.
And what did they say they raised with that?
$220 million for research.
That's incredible.
$220 million for research.
Very nice.
Yeah. So we're working together to see how we can collaborate and see what we can do to help caregivers. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. I also want to say hi to our new listeners. We have Donna in Seminole. Not Donna Caesar. It's another Donna.
Oh, sure.
It's actually Donna from the Chamber. And Lois from St. Pete and Lynn from North Carolina.
Welcome.
And, you know, we always talk about caregiving on this show, but we're going to have a little twist here today. We have a young man calling in. His name is Pete Camp. He actually is my my stepmother's
great-nephew.
And he has written a song called You and the Christmas Tree. So is Peter with us, Vaughn? Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you guys?
Joyful and grateful. Glad to be here today.
That's great. Thanks so much for having me.
We're glad to have you. We're really excited about your new song, and especially coming out right before the holidays. That's a really cool thing. So Vaughn is going to play that song for us right now. We're going to listen to the whole song, so I hope our listeners enjoy. And then after that, let's chat a little bit more, Pete, okay?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All righty. So hit it, Vaughn. Let's hear this song.
Chair, counting down the seconds to you. tree.
We need to have some more music on our show. What happened?
That's the only one that gave me. It gave me, I guess, maybe a little preview. I played it.
Oh, you didn't give me the whole thing? Okay.
Because I was loving it.
Me too.
Yeah, I was dancing here in the studio.
Yeah,
right?
There's definitely a full one.
Can you pick up the full one? Can you check that out for him while we're talking a little further? Yeah, he's going to see if he can do that. So, so Pete, let's talk. So, right. You're 18 years old from Long Island.
Yeah.
So, welcome to all our listeners from Long Island, my favorite place.
What a wonderful tune. Lovely song.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
It's so peppy, isn't it? Yeah, we're like dancing here.
And who does the music?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of winter themes going on in the song. I don't know if you guys relate it down in Florida.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we dream of it.
We still like it. We're just happy we don't have to shovel the snow.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So at what age did you begin playing and writing music?
I started a long time ago. My grandparents taught me how to play by the time I was, like, four. Started me on piano. I was playing a bunch of jazz standards with them, and then just kind of wanted to take it to wanted to take new instruments up, new genres, and then I wanted to learn to write.
How many instruments? How many instruments do you play?
I play five.
Oh right my god!
I play the piano. I play guitar, bass, drums, and trumpet. There's trumpet in the song too.
I know. I love that trumpet in the song.
And it's all you playing in the background.
Yeah, it's me.
Wow.
So how do you do that? What do? You cut all those separate tracks, and then you have to put everything together with the voice, and like, how do you do that?
Well, I was working with this this team at Coke City Sound Studios down in Glen Cove from Long Island, and we started by recording my drums first. I recorded the drum track, and then we put the bass on top of it. A little bit later, I played the piano on top, and then started to have a full song sounding like it, and then I sang on top of it, played the guitar solo, trumpet solo, and here it is.
Oh my god, well, we have it full now, so we're going to play the full song now, and then I'll come back and talk to you again, okay? Hang in there.
Awesome, sounds good.
All right, Vaughn, go. You think he's 18 years old.
Thank you.
that's just right for me. But then the door opens and we share a smile, 'cause we know that it's been a while.
Wow.
Impressive.
Wow. Wow.
I love it. Dang, boy.
We need some canned applause.
Yay! Yay! Woo-hoo! We loved it. There are young girls breaking down the door of the radio station thinking that you're in here.
And some older ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta send them to Long Island.
Yeah. Or you might have to come down to Florida and visit us.
It's my new favorite Christmas song.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It used to be Red Shoes, now it's your song.
Yeah, right?
So, what inspired you to write a Christmas song?
Oh, well, I mean, it's the best time of year. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
So I was just like, everyone enjoys a good holiday song.
Yeah.
And there aren't any new good ones.
No, there's not. It's all the old favorites that, I like all the new stuff. That's impressive.
Exactly. So maybe in a couple of years, this could be an old classic. You never know.
It absolutely. Absolutely.
And we'll say we knew you when.
Exactly.
It's all good. So where can our listeners get the song? Where's the song available?
Oh, you can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, and then also Amazon Music, too. You can check it out and download it off iTunes.
Okay, give our listeners the name of the song and your name again, please.
All right, it's called You and the Christmas Tree by Pete Kent.
Yay!
I love it.
Well, it was great talking to you, Pete. We'll talk soon, and have a delicious day, and give your mom a kiss for me.
Oh, okay, definitely will.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, bye.
Bye.
How cool is that?
Impressive.
Very impressive.
18?
Yeah.
I really can't get over it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some talent in that family. They're all musically inclined. All the cousins, all the everybody. I first met Peter, was it 6 months ago when I went to the 60th anniversary party? It was his grandparents' 65th anniversary.
Wow.
And they had a big band that they had hired, and Pete got up and played with them.
He performed?
Yeah, and I mean, they're all amazing. His Aunt Ginger, my stepmother's sister, is a concert pianist, and she played Carnegie Hall when she was 12 years old.
Wow.
And she's like 86 now or something, and she still has students. They come into her house. She's just unbelievable. And that's her gambling money. That's her casino money, she says.
She lives in Vegas.
Yeah, she lives in Vegas. Wow. So,
And to be a songwriter.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have the voice, another thing to be able to play the instruments, but to write your own music at 18?
Yeah.
At any age, eh?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's very. There's a lot of good things on the road ahead for him. That's
now
for
I'm going to get in the holiday spirit.
Yes, it makes me feel good.
It was very nice.
Yeah. So I also want to mention, too, that we have Veterans Day tomorrow. Thank you to all our veterans. You know how much that you mean to me. And tomorrow at Applebee's, any veterans that are going to Applebee's, they're giving out 1 million free meals tomorrow. So go ahead and give yourself a treat. You guys deserve that.
And hug a veteran.
You know, veterans love to be hugged all the time. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, which I had mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago, and people asked me to repeat it, it's called Operation A Backpack. So the website is www.operationbackpack.org. So Operation Backpack began in 1999, sending its first shipments to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. Since then, they've shipped 2.2 million books to 30 locations overseas. So everybody's got paperbacks sitting in their house, sitting around that they have nothing to do with, and you can just send them to the vets. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how important that is to them to be able to have, you know, have something to read and have something to share. So you can go to the website, www.operationpaperback.org, and do something nice for somebody, especially with the holidays. It would be really nice.
The Christmas holidays coming.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, and you think about those people in the military, too, that are away from their families.
Right.
You know, that's really tough. And we're going to talk a little bit about on the show, too, about some of the stuff that comes up with the holidays, some of the feelings that come up with the holidays. It's tough. I did a support group this morning, and we talked about just Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And
everybody, a lot of stress at the holidays.
Yeah. It's a lot of stress when you're not dealing with someone who's ill.
I know.
To begin with.
Yeah.
And now you have someone who's terminally ill. And the biggest thing that I want to get across to my listeners is don't make the holiday so crazy. It doesn't have to be that big, spectacular thing. It's just about being together. It's just about finding time and share the burden. If people offer to cook for you or do something or invite you to their house, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. You don't have to have it at your house every year.
No.
You know,
it's okay to ask for help.
It's okay to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And it's okay not to be around people that give you stress.
Right.
Because sometimes the biggest stress we get are from our own family members.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it. It's just, it is what it is. And it can be very stressful during the holidays when we're getting together for Thanksgiving and I feel that my sister doesn't do anything to help me. I do all the work.
Right.
And it can be a very short time. So
ask for help.
And accept it when people do offer something. And many times with families, I can understand, and this is something we talked about this morning too. This woman said, my sister said, but I can't bathe mom. I can't lift mom. I can't do that. But it turns out she's an accountant. So she can take care of all the paperwork.
Right.
The paperwork is daunting.
Yeah.
The amount of paperwork you have to fill out for claims and for everything else is just daunting.
There's things she can do.
Yeah. There's things she can do. And I think sometimes you need an outsider to come in, too, and just sit with your family and say, okay, maybe you can take care of this. And, you know, there's somebody out of town. They can't be there. They can do anything. Maybe they can send $50 a month.
Exactly.
$100 a month or do something
else.
Or send
a housekeeper in.
Yeah, or something.
To help do the laundry.
Right. Yeah.
There's something
right.
you can do for long-distance caregiving.
Right. And there's something you can do just for your caregiver. Maybe you can't help your mom, but maybe you can send a gift certificate for a massage to your sister.
Right.
You know, who's taking care of your mom. But that's really an important thing. And what do you see around the holidays?
You know what I hear from caregivers is that until you walk the walk, you really don't understand the challenges. And so I think you told the story last time I was on the show about the cereal and the Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like you've got friends at church or neighbors that want to come over and maybe sit with the person that's, you know, that got the disease. But they don't understand that if you put the cereal in a blue bowl instead of a Red Bull, it's going to set, you know, my dad off. So I think if they don't want to... if you're worried about leaving someone alone, then let them come in and maybe wrap your Christmas gifts or pick up your house or do your laundry. That way you're still getting help, but you're maybe not having to leave the person alone because that's a fear. So yeah. A lot of caregivers have told me, I can't leave because they don't know what's expected. They don't know what's going to set someone off. So I think there's other ways, to your point, that you can participate and be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I told this story last week, but I'll tell it again. Woman sent me an email a couple weeks ago, and she said, I've been listening to your show for 6 months. She said, I'm a slow learner.
Yeah.
And she said that her husband's behavior is to the point where she can't take him to church anymore. And she's given up everything.
Oh, yeah.
And church is her last thing, and she doesn't want to give up church. She says, so I kept listening to your show, Linda. My neighbor is Jewish. And she said, I went over and I asked him, do you think you could hang out with my husband when I go to church on Sunday? And he said, I would love to do that.
Right.
She said she went to church that Sunday, and she came back, and they told her, we're playing dominoes. Go away. We don't want
That's
you here.
Awesome.
So she gets 3 hours every Sunday morning now.
That's perfect.
She gets to go to church, and she gets, you know, an hour or two to herself to do whatever she wants to do. And how simple that – and the neighbor is so happy. He goes, I haven't seen your dad in so long.
Oh, because she asked for help.
Yeah, because she asked for help, and it's okay because your neighbors want to help you. That's why they're asking
but
you.
But they don't know how to offer.
Right.
So if you ask – everybody's going to say yes, 90%
right.
of the people.
Well, and that's why I say to caregivers, take a little time to sit down and make a list of some things that you can accept help with.
Exactly.
Because many times when somebody asks you, you're just thrown off.
Right. Be specific about what you need. And
be
most
specific.
People will help you out and
right.
accommodate.
Right.
They're asking for a reason.
Well, you know, after my mom passed away, I met a lady in the supermarket, a friend of mine. She said, how you doing? And I said, I'm okay. And she said, you know, I'm sick of hearing that from you, Linda. And I just looked at her and she said, when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. And I said, I did what? And she said, I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I asked to help you, you said, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So don't steal the joy of your friend or your neighbor or somebody else. If that's the only way I can get it through to you guys, don't steal that joy, because you know what it's like when you see someone who's suffering or who needs help, and you offer help, and they keep saying no.
And they're watching you suffer.
Yeah, it feels
and
bad.
And start small. Start in small increments, like going to church.
Right.
You know, or taking 3 hours on a Sunday for yourself. There shouldn't be any guilt associated with that, but 9 times out of 10, there is.
Yeah.
they feel like they're abandoning them, they're leaving them, it's my responsibility. But just start small.
And you know what the thing is, and I say this all the time too, sometimes your caregiver, your person needs a break from you. Enough is enough.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
We think we're the bomb, we're so great, but we're like this, we're so nervous and we're so stressed that we need that break. And then when we come back, we're a better caregiver.
Well, or the caregivers start losing their temper. I hear that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where the behaviors just get so much, you start snapping, and then they feel guilty because they've snapped at their loved one. And you can only take so much.
And the other
person
cries.
So if you take a few hours for yourself, then you can alleviate some of the, you know, some of your own anxiety.
That's when people first walk into a support group, and they said, I came here today because I yelled at my mother.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that was the thing. Okay, we need to hear from our partners right now, so don't go away, because you know the story. If we don't hear from our partners, you don't hear from us. We'll be right back.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me and soon I will be with
you. The first shot came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Christine M. Payne is a dedicated educator, speaker, and wellness advocate for over 20 years. She is a champion in supporting caregivers and their families with personalized and tailored wellness plans and continued mentorship programs. ChristineMPayne.com was created to provide a resource for health, hope, and emotional healing to every home through the gift of essential oil. Christine has a servant's heart, and her mission is to empower caregivers with educational services and natural healthcare solutions. As a national an international speaker and educator, Christine has provided the tools for individuals, corporate pilot programs, and service organizations on the topic of essential oils and proactive self-care. Did you know 60% of caregivers say they do not adequately take care of their own physical and emotional needs? Please contact Christine at 941-387-6800 or visit her at ChristineMPayne.com. That's ChristineMPayne.com. To start your journey of proactive self-care and for a complimentary class and wellness consultation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
I'm so bad with this.
For me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, mm-hmm. Think about it, okay. Caregivers.
She really looked at those.
You got it, caregivers. Just the front. So take a little time for yourself. We're going to talk a little bit more now with Susan and Lynn about the holidays coming up and traveling with the holidays, because it can be a little precarious.
It can be challenging.
It can be challenging. Usually my suggestion is not to travel for the holidays.
Yeah.
To have the people come to you if possible. And we were just speaking about that a little bit earlier, because sometimes, listen to this, the people that are listening that aren't caregivers, I want you to hear this too. So you invite your friend over to come over with their mom or their dad who has dementia, but they cannot bring their mom or their dad to your house because you have a million lights and decorations and it's way too upsetting. And way too agitating for their loved one. All those blinking lights and everything.
It's like sensory overload.
Yeah. And so you may not know even how to explain that to your friend. And you just say, I'm not coming. And now your friend's feelings are hurt that you didn't go to her house. And you're feeling kind of sad because you're home alone.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you take different times during the holidays to just invite over one or two people at a time.
Good
instead
idea.
Of mm-hmm. 10 people at a time.
I agree.
And if you do choose to go out of town and choose to go to visit people, especially if they have a big house and there's a lot of activity in it, you might think of setting one room aside as the quiet room that can always stay as the quiet room that doesn't have a lot of stuff in it, there's not a lot of presents in there and everything else where your loved one can just go in there and chill, maybe you and your loved one. Because sometimes, I'll tell you, it gets a little overwhelming for me too.
Yeah, I agree.
And what we were talking about, talk to me a little bit more about travel and what your take is on it.
Well, I mean, if you have the trip planned, you're adamant you're going to go, and for a lot of people, it's the last time my husband's going to go see the grandchildren. You know it's getting more challenging to travel. Most airlines will cooperate with you if you let them know you're traveling with someone with dementia, and they'll let you on the flight first. I would recommend having them sit by the window so they're kind of in a contained area. Take snacks, take puzzles, take anything you can think to keep them engaged. And the more you communicate with the flight attendants and the flight crew, they'll be able to kind of help you accommodate. Linda has these fantastic cards that she gives out. I'm a big fan of this because a lot of it is you want to respect their dignity and not call someone out. You don't want to ever say, I'm sorry, my patient, you know, my husband has dementia, so he might repeat himself a lot. But there are these fantastic cards that you can hand off to someone very privately and be very candid about it. And it just says the person I am with has been affected by dementia, which makes them difficult to find the right words and understand what has been said. So the person that is now communicating with your husband has a deeper understanding of what's going on.
And you're so much nicer.
And the you're more patient. You understand. It's not someone being belligerent.
Right.
If it's someone that likes to hug children or is getting really affectionate, you kind of, it takes it down a few notches so they understand.
Right.
My other thought on this is that before you do have a few people come over, if they are nervous, like if your loved one has declined and they're nervous about what to say, how to be around them, there are some great tips on the Arden Courts website, and then I've got some information in my office, and I'll give you my phone number here shortly, that can give you a lot of really good tips to kind of alleviate the awkwardness or anything about communicating with someone with dementia. Just show them that you're listening, maintain eye contact, do not argue with them because you will not win.
Exactly.
We all know that. Don't give them orders. You might just want to make suggestions. If they start telling the same story over and over, let them tell the story and just live in their world. It'll make everyone feel more comfortable.
The story bothers me, not everybody else. I think everybody else is sick of hearing the story. We talked about this at the support group this morning. And I don't think, you know, my mom with the crooked finger story, which I didn't want to hear. Everybody thought it was hysterical.
I know.
So just let it go.
I agree.
Just let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. Speak slowly, and then don't, this is a big one for me also, don't talk about the person if they're in the room.
Yeah, like they're not there.
Yes, because just because they have a cognitive impairment doesn't mean they have a hearing deficiency, so be respectful of that. Keep the cards on hand. Again, Linda's got fantastic cards. I have them in my office. They also have, it's called an ID wandering kit, and basically it is an information card. It looks like it's the size of a credit card, but it folds out like a trifold, but it's got all the pertinent information you would want to know if someone gets distanced from you. Say you're at an airport and they wander off, or if you're getting your luggage, you know, it's a lot. You think about all the getting off the plane.
Or you could get sick and then that person is sitting by themselves.
Yeah, they're on an escalator. You got to get the luggage. You got to, you know, find the car and all that. There's a lot. And so you're already distracted. During the holiday season, the airports are packed. I have trouble keeping up with myself when I travel.
Exactly.
Imagine keeping up with someone that has a tendency to wander off. So the ID Wander Kit basically is just the information, has the fingerprints, has all the date of birth, phone numbers.
Medical stuff.
All the medical information. And so if there is a situation where you are separated and you need to get the information hand it out quickly to the security, you know, the people in the airport, it gives you
everything.
And
not just separated. I'm thinking that's a good tool too, because now you go to your sister's house, let's say.
Right.
And something happens to you, your sister doesn't know your husband's doctors and all his information.
Exactly.
So you might just show that to your sister and say, this is where all my information is for my husband staying here, just in case, you know, and it's smart. Yeah. Makes things less scary.
It's very smart. So if you have a holiday trip planned, or if you want to get any more information on maybe streamlining the process, feel free to give me a call at Arden Courts of Largo. Our number is 559-8411, and I'll be glad to provide you with any assistance I can, whether it's Linda's cards or I've got the ID Wander Kit or any other helpful tips, because a lot of it's not common knowledge. It kind of helps to, and the more planned you can be, the smoother this trip is going
to
go.
Well, I think the smart thing is for them to come on Tuesday for the seminar.
I totally agree.
And the seminar we're going to be having Tuesday is about when might it be time to move your loved one into a different kind of living situation or get help at home or whatever. And the reason we're doing it this time of year is because we feel you're going to see your loved ones during the holidays.
Yes.
And you'll know what to look for and what kind of things to take. So if you come, give them the information. It's
on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, November 13th. It's at Arden Courts in Largo. Registration is from 9:30 to 10, but world-famous TV star Linda Burhans will be speaking for me from 10 to 11 o'clock. It is a fantastic seminar. It's the perfect time of the year, and We will provide respite care if you do need to bring your loved one. I will be able to provide that. Just please give me a call so we can chit-chat about it on Monday. But I'm really looking forward to having you.
Yes,
It'll be such a privilege.
And when they come to, anything they need, any of that other stuff that you talked about, those lists with the tips, the cards, they can get anything they need there. And respite care. And while we're talking about respite care, maybe you make a choice not to take your loved one out of town with you.
Yes.
So explain to our listeners what they could do.
Each Arden Courts, and there are three of us in Pinellas Counties, Arden Courts of Largo, Palm Harbor, and Seminole, each of us offer respite care, which is basically going to be the overnight care. It is based on availability, so right now we are pretty full, but if you will give us a call, I'd say about a week out, that way we can kind of make plans or help you find other placement if we happen to be at capacity. You will need the doctor's paperwork, and you would just bring luggage. You know, all the Arden Courts rooms are furnished, so it's basically like a resort stay.
Right.
You're bringing your toiletries and your suitcase, and then we'll be able to handle the rest. And so,
and sometimes that's a good way to, if you think that your loved one is getting to the point where they might need to go into a community soon, it's a good way to take a test.
It's a good trial run.
It's a good trial run. But there's many other ways we can do respite, because we all work together in this community. It might be respite care. It might be having someone come in from a home health care company for 24/7. Or, you know, there's many different options, and we know what the options are. So if we don't have an answer for you immediately, we will be able to find a solution for you. I want you to know that.
Yes.
I find that's very important. And sometimes, and I find people, they say, I don't know, I couldn't do that. I couldn't leave my loved one for the holidays. And they leave them for a couple of days, and they come back, and first of all, they don't even know they left.
Yes.
The person doesn't, it's not their issue, it's our issue. But even a friend of ours recently went to, was it a wedding she went to?
And a reunion.
A reunion, and her husband went into Arden Courts for a couple of days for respite care. And she was very nervous about it.
Very.
And when we picked her up at the airport, she looked 100% better.
Yes.
Than she had the week before.
And her husband did great.
He did great. And she got to actually spend a good time with the people she was with, because otherwise she would have been so distracted with him.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have had a good time. She wouldn't have heard all the conversation.
Right.
And you called her the night before, because she took him in the day before, and told her he was doing well.
Yes.
So she rested easy, and when she came back, she said, I didn't hear anything. I guess that's good news, eh? I said, they would have called you otherwise.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And she had a wonderful time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? There are some holiday traditions that are not going to be able to be the same as they were before. So maybe we make some new holiday traditions.
Yeah.
Maybe we figure out something different. You know, with Thanksgiving or whatever. I can remember one Thanksgiving. It was a tough year. There was a lot of tough stuff going on in the family. So Tom and I decided we were going to go feed the homeless that year.
Nice.
It was different.
Yeah.
It was different. So we didn't get into the family drama. We didn't get into any of the nonsense. We did a nice thing. Thank God there was only that bad drama that one year. But it was just, you know, it was a tough year. But we made a decision, and it turned out to be a really good thing.
That's good.
And it was really fun. And your holiday is where your heart is. It's not all about all the food. It's not about all the stuff.
And just celebrate small moments, and you can make new traditions. You know, incorporate some of the old ones where you can, and just make it practical, and don't make it too hard on yourself.
And you could start out every Thanksgiving playing Peter's song, You and the Christmas Tree.
I know I will.
Absolutely.
Because you know,
it's
around Thanksgiving is when the Christmas music, that we really start playing
yes.
the Christmas music. So I think that
would be... That should be on a loop.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope we get a lot of hits for that for him. Yeah, and it's funny, too, because Christmas is different in Florida.
It is.
You know.
Shorts and flip-flops. Yeah.
Yeah. You never kind of expect that. I remember before we lived here, Lynn and Jack used to send us pictures on the beach all the time, you know,
with
their Christmas
Santa Claus hats
on
and our bathing suits.
Yes,
when we wore bathing suits.
It's different.
I can remember Jack calling up and saying to us, oh, I'm just so sweating from after I put up all my Christmas lights on the house. I don't know what I'm going to do. First of all, he didn't put up
exactly.
any lights. He did them all.
Oh, it take me 8 days.
But just we'd be up there going, freezing to death. And they're down there in flip-flops and shorts with Christmas lights.
The first year it's a little weird, but after that, not so much. You really, who needs the snow? They put it on the TV, you have a look.
Or a fireplace.
Yeah,
a built-in fireplace.
Well, I can remember my friend Manny. Manny used to pipe up his air conditioning like as high as it would go just so he could put the fireplace on.
You're kidding.
He'd have this cranking fireplace in his Newport Richie.
That's hilarious.
In his living room. And he'd have the
he was getting in the spirit any way he could.
Yeah, he just wanted to do it. All right, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away, guys. We will be right back on Tan Talk, Connecting Caregivers.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know what it is when you hear those horns? It means get your paper and pen because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
Always do.
Yeah, you do.
On November 13th, from 10 to 11 a.m., with registration at 9:30, our Linda Burhans will be speaking at Arden Courts of Largo about when it is the right time to move your loved one to keep them safe. Please RSVP to 727-599-8411.
And I know there's some of you out there that say, yeah, I'm going, but you haven't RSVP'd. Please do that. We just want to make sure that we have enough food, we have enough chairs and everything, so call today.
Call me.
Yes, please do.
Okay. On November 15th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Largo, will be a seminar on hometown solutions for navigating dementia. There will be 6 informative speakers. The seminar is free, and lunch and snacks will be provided. RSVP to Terry at 727-365-1866 or Dr. Kate at 813-384-7571.
Okay.
On December 1st, Saving Our Seniors is having a free medical equipment giveaway, limited to their current inventory. To qualify, you must be 55 years of age and make less than $600 per month. To register, call 727-537-6753 by November 17th.
And that's really important because, you know, Kelly Casto started this company, Saving Our Seniors, and she has all this durable medical equipment that is now available for people that cannot afford it, that never had it before. So please take advantage of that and call up, because I hate to see somebody stuck in a chair because they don't have a walker, or, you know, can't get out of bed because they don't have a lift. So Kelly is a wonderful woman and has put a lot of work into this.
Yes. On December 16th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will perform at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. No tickets will be sold. It is by donation. There will be raffles, door prizes, and complimentary snacks at intermission. For more information, call 727-204-4163.
Yay! I want to mention one more thing today that I had forgot about earlier. I want to give a tribute out to my friend Michael McNamara. Michael McNamara is a gentleman that I met, I'm thinking probably 10 years ago now. I actually met him in a drugstore. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about him. He just passed away. He's an amazing man. So I'm in a drugstore a couple of years ago. And we're by the prescription counter, and there's three people online at the prescription counter. And the last person online is a woman with a young baby, and the baby's crying, and it's very obvious that the baby is ill. And she gets to the head of the line, and the pharmacist says, "Oh, we don't have that medication right now, but we can get it for you in about 2 hours." And one tear just goes down the mom's face. She's done. You know, she's just so done. She doesn't want to have to go back out of the house. Well, so Mr. McNamara, I didn't know his name at the time, was sitting over there waiting for his prescription. And he came over to her and he said, "Can I be of assistance to you?" And she, just like you opened your eyes wide, she opened her eyes and she looked at him. And he said, "I don't have too much to do today. And I have to wait around for my prescription. So if you want, I could wait till they have yours, you know," because the guy said he could have it in an hour or whatever.
Right.
"And I'll bring it to your house for you." And the girl just, like you looked at me again, she looks, "What?" She says, I don't even know you. You know, he goes, I promise I'm not a creep. He goes, I won't even come in your house. I'll just leave it by the doorway and ring the bell." Now, the whole group of people is like listening to this conversation now. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "But I don't even know you." He said, she goes, "Why?" He says, "Well, to tell you the truth," he said, "all of my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren all live up north. And I really get to see them. So this would kind of be a privilege for me." And she just looked at him. So she raises her head. And now all the people in the store start going like, "Yeah, he's okay." You know, like, it's okay. Because you're panicky, you know.
Yeah.
So she writes down her name and address. And she gives it to him. And the baby stops crying. Like, the minute she wrote down the address and gave it to him, the baby stopped crying. It was like touched by an angel. You know, like, oh, you know, the heavens opened. And she walks out of the store. And all the people are just looking at each other. You know, like, can we believe that this just happened? And Mr. McNamara goes and sits back down. Well, I'm almost crying now. And I go in and I sit down next to him and I introduce myself and we became friends. And we had breakfast and lunch a couple of different times. And 3 or 4 months later, he calls me back and he's like, "Linda, you're not going to believe this." And I said, "What?" The girl's name was Julie. He said, "Julie told all her friends what I did with their prescription. And they all chipped in and sent him airfare to visit his family."
Wow. What a great story. Yeah.
So what a wonderful thing. Just a simple little thing that somebody can do to help somebody. Mm-hmm. And he actually became friends. And he was like part of their family then. Because he didn't have any family here. His family was up north. Lynn's crying. It is. It is what it is. And just some little kind of little thing you can do like that.
One act of kindness. Mm-hmm.
It really means a difference. So let's talk a little bit about support groups too.
Sure. We are thrilled to have you now hosting a support group for us at Arden Courts of Largo. So hopefully you'll be able to come see Linda and I on Tuesday at 10 o'clock for our first seminar. Arden Courts of Largo is at 300 Highland Avenue. We are right across the street from the Largo Police Department and City Hall. If you cannot make it this Tuesday, please come see us right around the holidays. You might need a little bit extra support from Linda. The fourth Saturday of every month, starting in December, On Saturday from 9:30 to 11 o'clock at Arden Courts of Largo, we will be hosting a support group with Linda.
And you know what?
As our facilitator.
We're thrilled. You're going to find learn things in support groups that you don't learn anywhere else.
Yes.
You know, one of the guys in the support group said this morning, I think this is like his third group, he said the best part about coming here is I know I'm not alone.
Yes.
I'm not alone. I'm sitting here and I'm talking with people that are going through the same thing as me. And we don't judge anybody. And at one point in the meeting, I don't even remember what it was, we were like laughing till we were crying, all of us that were there.
Right.
Just because, you know, caregivers do some pretty ridiculous stuff.
You've got to find the humor or you'll cry every day. Yeah. You've got to find the humor in it.
Yeah.
It's and just, no one else can relate unless you're, you know,
no, you don't
walking,
get it.
Walking the same path.
You just don't get it. Yeah. So think about this during the holidays. If you need support, call me, call Arden Courts, accept your neighbor's friend, accept help from church, from your neighbors or anything, because they're there to help you, and don't steal their joy, especially during the holiday season.
Yeah.
So anything last you want to tell us?
No, I would say come to Arden Courts on Tuesday, come see Linda and I, and don't be scared to ask for help. Take care of yourself. Make time for yourself. It's better for both people.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's good for the person affected by dementia as well as the actual caregiver.
Because we know there are caregivers that have died before the person they're taking care of.
Yes.
Because they burned out so much. And I've seen that day in and day out.
And I'm worried just as much about the caregiver as I am the actual person with dementia.
Yep, exactly.
A lot of times they're more stressed out. People with dementia, hey.
Yeah. So go to our website, connectingcaregiversradio.com, and nominate a caregiver for our caregiver contest. The winner gets 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands with Becky Moultrie, which is all cool and all good, and a massage and a facial and a haircut and a dinner and a whole bunch of really good stuff. And everyone that enters the contest does get something because you're all winners to us.
Yes.
We love you guys and we really care about you. So I want to say thanks so much for joining us today. Like us on Facebook at Connecting Caregivers Radio. Go download or buy Peter's song.
That's right. Yes,
you
it's Christmas song of the season.
Yep.
The new one. And the Christmas Tree.
You and the Christmas
by
Tree.
Peter by Peter Camp.
Pete Camp.
Pete.
Yeah, his name is Peter Campanelli.
And was it iTunes, Spotify?
Amazon.
And Amazon.
Yeah. So you know, if you need a link or anything, just ask me and I'll give that to you. Thanks so much for spending time with us this week. I know how important and valuable your time is, and I appreciate any time you spend with us. And I'm glad for all the caregivers that get to go and listen to the podcast on the website. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
You just call up my name, and you know where it is. I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of